7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Squatch, squatch. Okay, let's get this going. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm standing near a preponderance of elderberry. Yet I shall continue walking on. Okay, here's what's happening. We've had another strange weather day. Yeah, it's 21 degrees. It's overcast. Did it rain overnight? Or is everything just still wet from yesterday? I don't know. But I'm out here walking around today. Gonna get some exercise. Out here at Tranquility Park. Gyro ball side, heading into the secret mushroom ground. Maybe we'll find some mushrooms because it is very wet. Soaking wet. Oh, here's a big bright red wild strawberry. Not a mushroom. And every once in a while I keep thinking I'm hearing something, but maybe not, maybe not. Okay. Let's get this committee going. Oh. Yeah, I need to stretch. I need to get a little bit of exercise. I slept a little bit weird, so. And there's bugs on me. Get off me, bug! And I've got, am I walking through webs? Oh, and look at those interesting tracks on the trail right here. In the mud. It's possum. Oh, possum tracks are the most obvious tracks in the world. It's so funny. He went, do-do-do-do-do. What else is walking around in here? What are these tracks over here? Oh, look, these are doggy tracks. Dog, dog, dog. Okay, so that's fun. Possum tracks. Possums are hilarious. Love those guys. They're so cute. Am I going to slip and fall today? I hope not. I hope not, because, I don't know, I slept pretty good, but I must have slept in the wrong position, as usual. Slept wrong. I slept in an incorrect manner. And so I'm a little bit stiff and weird. But, it's oddly cool. But I shouldn't say it's cool because it's not cool. It's just not blazingly hot. The problem being, of course, we got like 10,000% humidity. And so I did spend some time trying to watch the Weather Channel to see if it actually rained or if it was going to rain again, if more rain is coming, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't get any information off the Weather Channel because they're more interested in driving web traffic. So I had to sit there and listen to people sitting on a couch and just yapping about nothing. Oh, it's very hot. Yeah, you gotta be careful when it's hot. Really? Okay, hold on a second. I'm by the scary tree. I don't see anything. I'm just gonna keep going. And then right when you think they're gonna start talking about weather, then they have to put up a special title graphic up on the screen and ask the big, important question, what's your favorite fair food? And which one did you give a hard pass? Okay, really? Do you really think The stupid thing is thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to respond to that, thinking that that wasn't a rhetorical question. It's just, so I didn't get any weather news at all. So instead of worrying about the weather, I'm looking down into the creek. I do see little dude footprints. Can't tell what they are. Kind of big. I'm guessing snoodler. Raccoons. All right, let's keep going. Let's see if we can find some interesting stuff out here today. I hear lots of squeaky, squawky birds. All right, what else do I need to tell you? Oh yeah, guess what I did last night? Guess what I was watching last night? I was having some fun watching videos. The grass is so tall here. Every time I see moving grass, I think, oh, there must be a dude over there. But I'm not finding any dudes. All I'm finding are squawky birds. Huh. Yeah, so last night, as I was getting ready to go to bed, I sat down in front of the TV and I was drinking my last cup of tea and eating my graham crackers. And I thought, what do I feel like watching? And I thought, oh, I want to watch some gambling. Because this is strangely therapeutic for me. I don't know how to explain it. It's the sounds. It's the random numbers. So I thought, okay, what do I feel like watching? So I thought I wanted to watch some Sicbo. So I just punched up Sicbo and, oh, I was thinking, yeah, I want to watch. But the funny thing is there's never any footage of somebody playing Sicbo for a long time. Okay, for the same reason that there isn't any footage of anyone playing any gambling game for any extended period of time. Wait, is there a secret animal hole back here? No. Why are all the birds freaking out? There must be a raptor in the area or something. Huh. Keep your eyes open, Tobe. So, I was looking for, a video of some length. Like a half an hour or better. So that I can start this video and I can fall asleep watching it. Ooh, there's some oyster mushrooms on that branch that we can't get to on that tree that broke and fell over. Down in the creek. Alright. Nice oyster mushrooms over there that we can't get to. And I couldn't find any very long videos of anybody playing Sicbo. Just 1 or 2 minute ones where people are showing, look, I won. Yeah, but the other 45 minutes you played, you lost. So you're not fooling me any. Cheepity, 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 cheep. And so then I found, because I looked up Sicbo, then I found Taishu, which is sort of the same game, but with only one bet. Is it odd, or is it even? Kind of the simple version. Then I thought, wait, why am I looking for this stuff? I don't want to watch this. You know what I want to watch? I want to watch Fantan. Yeah. So I did. So I pulled up some Fantan. And yeah, okay, no problem. Now we've got some nice long videos. You know, what? It's just dead out here today. Is it going to rain? Is it going to be more storm? Is that why there's no action out here today? My feet are just getting soaked walking through this grass. Still wet with dew. It's extremely... There's golf balls in the water down there. What the hell? Keep walking, Tobe. Don't need a yellow and I don't need a white golf ball. Alright, so... Yeah, I was watching Fantan all night. Well, not all night. I did eventually fall asleep. But it was great. And, oh, the sound is fan-freaking-tastic. It's exactly what I needed to doze off to. Oh, so good. And these videos were everything I wanted in a gambling video. It was just a video of somebody playing Fantan at some kind of online casino. So, you know, you got the pretty girl dealer with black hair wearing a cheongsam standing in front of the table with the accoutrement. And then the background is green screened and faked in, but actually looked pretty good. This is one of the better jobs I'd ever seen. And it just had that whole fantasy element to it. And then it got really good when... Ooh, here's some marmot tracks in the mud. It got really good when this girl, the dealer, she kept messing up. She kept losing control of the buttons. This would happen a couple of times. The buttons would roll somewhere weird or get up against the lip of the table, and she'd have to do weird sweeping motions and not get it. And eventually, this triggered an equipment change. And a guy came in with a box full of new buttons. And the rake. He came in, first he replaced the buttons, and then he replaced the rake. You know, these dealers, they use a little rake to separate the buttons out four at a time. Oh my God. Okay, hold on a second. I just found a huge, huge oyster breakout. It's on the other path. I'm in the S bend, but we gotta go over there. Wow. Yeah, so the guy came in and he replaced the rake, and then he replaced the cake cover. You know, instead of using bowls and stuff, they use a cake cover that's clear, and like this brass, big brass cup that looks like a fez. Okay, wow, gazingans, look at this. Here's a big cluster of Pleurotus osteatus on this log. This log is a tree, fell over just a couple years ago. Fell over the path, they had to cut it. And so this section of the log is, 45 centimeters in diameter. And it is 5.5 meters long. And right here in the middle, where we can't really get to them, I'm not going to be able to get a photograph of this, am I? I think I just heard turkeys, and a bun just ran under this log. Wow. Yeah. Okay, we gotta take it out of macro mode because, my God, look at these pachunks. This isn't the most interesting photograph, but at least it'll show how many damn mushrooms there are up in here. Wow, cool. And there's a couple sticking out the end here, little teeny tiny ones. But yeah, we got a good burst. And there's a little bun under my mushroom logs. Hi, Mr. Bun, I'm not after you. I'm not after my bun, friend. All right. Well, since we seem to be onto something, I'm just going to keep walking up this trail. This will loop around and connect where we were. And yay. Yeah, so I got to watch the equipment change in this Fantan game. It was wild. And then the game resumed. And then shortly after that, there was a dealer change. And then the new girl came in, and she was having some problems too. But they were different problems. She just didn't have the right kind of coordination or something. I don't know what it was. She was moving too fast. She couldn't quite handle the buttons. Okay, so now I'm coming out of the forest here. Looks like we're going to loop around today, kids. That's today's big plan. And then there's these wildflowers that kind of look like... they kind of look like tiger lilies. All right. What was I talking about? Fantan. It was great. Wow, it looks really dark in the forest over there. Maybe we need to go over here into the big sumac zone. No, we don't. We need to go back the way we were. There's no sun today, but suddenly I'm kind of feeling a little bit weird. Probably been out here too long already. So now I'm walking back down the path that we usually go the other direction in. So we're going to come up to the Pit of Despair here in a minute. But we got to check the Mati Cliff over here. Any Matis out here today? Checking for Matis. Yeah, so I watched the Fantan. It was great. And when I was watching Fantan, I was reminded of another... Okay, this might be slippery and dangerous. Well, not too bad. Okay. I was reminded of another game. And I can't remember what it's called. Or... I can't remember if I ever knew what it was called to begin with. Yeah, it seems like I remember looking it up and finding it somewhere, somehow. But now I can't remember. Alright, so I've stopped in this little zone where we used to find oysters and shaggy manes. Is it just me? Is it weird that we haven't found any shaggy manes in like 2 or 3 years? There's some comprinus over here, little mushrooms over here, blah, blah, blah. This is a shaggy mane zone. Haven't seen any yet. We didn't see any in the spring because it was too dry. We might see shaggy manes this autumn because they do pop up in both seasons. Shaggy manes, Caprinus caprinus. Big dramatic mushrooms. Perhaps you have found them in your yard. Lots of these little white guys. Teeny tiny white mushrooms. But there's another game. And it is essentially the same as Fantan. And I mean basically exactly the same. It's the same game, it's just you're deriving the random number in a different manner. With Fantan, you are, of course, you know, moving buttons. You're taking buttons out of a bowl. You're counting buttons. You are mod-4-ing buttons, modulo 4. So you pick out, you take a big random chunk of buttons. Then you start taking 4 out at a time. And when you get to the end, that's your magic number. Oh, here's an interesting little mushroom. This is, what is this? No good photograph. Oh, it's, I know what it is. It's just one of these hamburger bun mushrooms that's a little messed up. Okay, so for Fantan, basically you need to generate a random number between 1 and 4. Inclusive. And in Fantan, you do that by, you know, dividing buttons. This other game that I found uses a teetotum. If you're unfamiliar with the concept of a teetotum is basically a spinning top. It's a top with multiple sides that is marked with numbers and is used in place of dice. And, there was a time in this world when, playing a game with dice meant you were going to hell. But you could play with a teetotum because a teetotum isn't dice. Four-sided teetotums are also used as dreidels. And there's lots of gambling games you can play with a dreidel, which to me is hilarious. But regardless, this other Fantan version uses a four-sided teetotum that's basically a stick running through a die. It doesn't really look like a dreidel per se, it's just a die that's been speared by a stick. Spin, spin, spin. All right, I've now looped around that we're now back where we were when we first saw those oyster mushrooms on the log. So I'm heading back. I'm heading back the way I came. And the interesting thing about this totem, this teetotum, used in this Fantan variant, is that it's not marked with numbers. It's marked with symbols. And these are very interesting because, again, an interesting choice of things to represent. I'm accustomed to seeing, you know, regular pipped dice. I'm accustomed to seeing numeraled dice. I'm accustomed to seeing fish, prawn, crab dice. And you know how much I love fish, prawn, crab dice. Now, this teetotum, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it's got a fish. It's fish and flower, and then like a horseshoe crab or something weird. I don't know what they call it. I might have to go home and look this up because this is starting to irritate me. And the fact that I don't have one of these teetotums is really starting to grate on my gears. Well, there's just not a lot of action out here in Tranquility Park today. Yeah, okay, whatever, that's fine. It's good to be out moving around, though. I'm enjoying myself. I'm breathing fresh air that doesn't smell like cat poop. Again, that's how I woke up this morning. Anyway, hey, here's a butterfly right by this plant. Hi, dude. He's flying in front of me. Okay, see you later. The faces of this teetotum. Fish, flower, horseshoe crab, and what's the other thing? Is it the sun? And these symbols are abstract enough that they're hard to sort of figure out. I mean, you would never guess horseshoe crab. Fish doesn't look like fish. The sun or the flower or whatever it is, it's pretty abstract. It's either the sun or it's a flower or it's, who knows, could be anything. What's the other thing? There's a fourth thing. And it's pretty cool. The way this game is played is, you know, there's a regular sort of Fantan layout. And you have a number of bets you can make. You can bet on, you know, each of the numbers. You can bet on one side. You can bet on big or small. You can bet odd, even. You can bet these three. Any three combination. Any two combination. any all these three except this one. There's a bunch of different bets. And so what happens is this teetotum is spun, usually on a small plate or a dish so it doesn't go scooting everywhere. Small concave dish, like a saucer. The teetotum is spun in the saucer, and as it is spinning, it is covered. And so then you start placing your bets, and then you hear the teetotum fall inside the cup. You know that the number or the magic symbol has been selected. All betting stops, and then the cover is removed from the plate to reveal the selected winning symbol. Very simple. Bets are paid, and we repeat. Simple game. But now I want this layout and the teetotum. I want the accoutrement. I love game accoutrement. And these are some of the most exotic and interesting things you can have. Fantan layout. And what is the name of this game that I'm remembering? This game is... Does it start with the letter B? It's like Balenciaga. Or... Balance a guy. I think this is played in Indonesia. Now I gotta look it up. Hey, who was that little dude just running up that scary tree? Was that a squirrel? A little squirrel? Who's on the... There was a little dude. It was not a mati or anything. Ugh, I gotta keep going. Yeah, the weather's kind of getting to me. It's not that warm. It's just, it's very, very humid. It is oppressively humid. Thought I heard something behind me. No. All right, the other piece of news that you need to know is that last night... I was kind of working on that synth stuff. I wasn't really working on it so much as I was just noodling along with it. When I realized, I was trying to switch back and forth between some patches, and that didn't really work out. And I just wanted and my only solution was to get out another keyboard. So I had to go in the other room, grab my little junky Casio, which actually works great in these types of situations, these applications. I had to move a few little things around, and I set that up in the synth zone, and I was playing keyboards with both hands, two at a time, two keyboards at once. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, wow, you're just as cool as Rick Wakeman. And well, whereas I would say, well, thank you very much. I'm glad you think so. I can only admonish you by saying, I'm sorry, nobody can be as cool as Rick Wakeman. You don't have the skills. You don't have the synth. You don't have the capes to be as cool as Rick Wakeman. Yeah, Rick Wakeman rules. Oh, and I'm running out of time. You've been listening to... Tobe walks around in the forest for no reason and just wastes a bunch of time, and then we don't get to hear any synth committee. A show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I'm exhausted. Why am I so damn tired? Oh, damn. maybe I'll synth tomorrow.